Time to get back into our conversation with Walt Noah from Black Duck Outfitters. So here's part two from our last outdoor report earlier this hour. Well, let's switch over and talk about the grouse report so far this year. I'd like to hear your take on it even before I tell you what I've been hearing. What are you hearing from your hunters across the UP?
They're seeing a lot of birds. And it goes back to a month and a half ago, the guys that were out running their dogs weren't seeing anything. And I was starting to think, boy, this isn't going to be very good. But from what I had a fellow in this morning, he was out with his pup, and he moved 14 birds in about 3 hours, which
wow.
is very, very good.
Oh, yeah, that's as good as you could ask for, right?
I mean, a good day is 2.5 flushes an hour.
Right, in the UP we're talking. We're not talking North Dakota numbers here.
No, we're talking grouse, wily grouse. The ones you see but hardly ever, or you hear but you hardly ever see.
Yeah, the foliage hasn't come down yet. Obviously, that's the best is still yet to come. That's when the real hunting starts.
Right, and it has been so warm, unless we get a real turnaround and it gets cold up north real quick, those flight birds are going to be late coming in. And one of the problems with that is if that happens, a lot of times, let's say we stay warm, and then all of a sudden it gets real cold real fast, they'll fly right straight through. That's happened to me, I think, 3 years ago that happened, that we were hunting over Newberry, and we had a few local woodcock, and then the next day it was unbelievable. And that was it. That night they were up and out. But that's not the normal. So usually they'll come in, and when you start getting snow, then they'll start moving out. Because, again, they eat worms, so once the ground starts to get a little bit frozen, they're done.
Right, they're gone.
Yep.
Well, do you have any dog tips for us this week that maybe we haven't talked about?
Well, let's talk a little bit about bringing first aid stuff.
Yeah, good, yeah.
I actually went to my vet, and we sat down, and I have a big tackle box that's got pretty much everything in it that I could, whatever kind of emergency I run across. There's a lot of little things you can do. This little, it's called EMT gel, and what it is, it's like a super glue with antibiotics in it. So if you get a dog that cuts his paw, you put that on, and let them go for a day. And usually that, unless it's a real bad cut, that works great. We've talked about this a dozen times. Water. I don't like my dogs drinking out of mud puddles and stuff like that. Had a puppy in last week that got Giardia because he was out running and he was drinking out of mud puddles.
He'll be in fever, huh?
Yep. So I carry a ton of water with me.
When you say a ton of water, I mean, you're talking like 2 or 3 bottles?
I carry, when I'm grouse hunting, a minimum of 2 bottles on me, but I usually have three or four gallons of water back at the dog trailer. So each time I go out, I come back, and I feel like, now, out west, out in North Dakota, I carry 4 bottles with me because water is few and far between, and you don't drink in that water.
Oh, yeah, good call. Walt Noah from Black Duck, give him a call to go hunting with us in North Dakota. 399-0557. Like to give you a call next week and hook up with you and get another grouse report.
Okay, I'm going to be up in Newberry for Saturday through next Wednesday, guiding a hunt up there, and I will give you the latest update.
That sounds great. Thank you for your time.
All right, thanks, Adam.
This is The Outdoor Show.